While some generations are skimping, older folks are living it up. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 12th day of June. Thanks for being with us. In other news, does Facebook discriminate when it comes to job openings? That UPS strike vote we talked about last week, it's happening now. Fed watchers and rate hikes, we've got some thoughts about that. Some beer makers are thriving, some not so much. Car dealers say they are plenty worried about the future. We've got the Wall Street Report and what a failure of WeWork might do to downtowns. For the interview, you'll meet entrepreneur Josh Cohen, who has a nifty idea to help students sell their game tickets to other students nationwide. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to reach us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, there's a spending gap going on between older Americans and those who are younger, and Bank of America says that gap is getting wider. CNN is reporting that while baby boomers and even traditionalists, those are folks born between 1928 and 1945, while they are ramping up spending, Gen X, Gen Z, and millennials are cutting back as they grapple with high housing costs and looming student debt payments. Overall, household spending dipped 0.2% year over year in May. That's according to the bank's card data. But the generational breakdown showed a more varied picture. Spending increased by 5.3% for traditionalists and 2.2% for baby boomers. In contrast, spending fell by about 1.5% for younger generations. If not for the aggressive spending by boomers, overall consumer spending would have been even more negative. But there is a but about all this. It isn't odd that older Americans have more of an ability to spend, given the fact that their households are set, they don't have the expense of perhaps higher mortgages or student loans. So if they do have some extra jingle in their pocket, yeah, they're going to spend it. Makes sense to us. When it comes to job postings, is Meta, that's the parent company of Facebook, is Meta discriminating on gender? That's the allegation from research group Global Witness, who says that Facebook's ad platform in Europe often targets users with job postings based on historical gender stereotypes. Job advertisements for mechanic positions, for example, were overwhelmingly shown to male users, while ads for preschool teachers were shown mostly to women users. That's according to data Global Witness obtained from Facebook's Ad Manager platform. CNN is reporting that the algorithm Facebook uses to target users with companies' job advertisements is discriminatory, years after the company first pledged to crack down on the issue in other regions. In other words, this is not just an issue in Europe, but also globally. The European complaints also mirror a complaint filed with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission back in December by women's trucking organization, Real Women in Trucking. It alleges that Facebook discriminates based on age and gender when deciding which users to show job ads to. Meta declined to comment to CNN about the Real Women in Trucking complaint. In addition, Meta did not comment specifically about the new complaints filed in Europe. And as if we needed more stuff to worry about, that UPS strike vote we talked about last week, well, it's going on right now. And if UPS does go out on strike, it could really dent the economy. And, by the way, it would be the largest walkout in U.S. history. The action could seriously impact both the company and the economy. The Teamsters Union is holding a vote right now among more than 330,000 members to authorize a strike against UPS. So what's at stake? An estimated 6% of the United States gross domestic product, that's the broadest measure of the economy, moves in UPS trucks, according to the company. FedEx and the U.S. Postal Service won't be able to make up for that. UPS is simply too big, delivering an average of 17 million domestic packages a day. To have all those packages that it handles moved by competitors is just not going to happen. The decision on the strike is expected to be released in the coming weeks. The major indexes closed out the day in the green, but once again, oil took a hit. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. One other thing, when we talk about inflation, you should know that tomorrow, on Tuesday, the Labor Department will release the inflation number for May. The print is that inflation will have risen by 4.1%. A year ago, just as a reminder, we were at 8.6%. The bet is that the Fed will pause their rate hike in June. That's the good news, but there is a but to this as well. Fed watchers are saying it is unlikely the central bank will start to cut interest rates anytime soon, and in fact, keep them at their high level for the rest of this year. And that means consumers will have to deal with the high cost of borrowing and will impact everything from mortgage rates to credit card interest rates. Some major beer companies are taking a bite out of craft beer producers, and we'll share what's going on. Reuters is reporting that Anheuser-Busch, InBev, and Molson Coors are set to gain market share from craft beer makers in the U.S. this year as cost-conscious consumers are opting for cheaper six-packs. All this according to analysts and industry experts. With inflation making goods more expensive nationwide, consumers are trading down to more affordable beers, boosting sales and protecting margins for major beverage players. Beer, by the way, is often touted as recession-proof, so large companies may continue to earn solid profits even as economic activity slows. Digging a little deeper into this beer story, analysts polled by Refinitiv expect annual revenue to grow by about 6% for Molson Coors and 7.5% for AB InBev in the rest of this year, while craft beer maker Boston Beer Company is expected to post a near 3% fall in revenue compared with last year's 1.6% rise. Overall, U.S. beer sales grew 1.8% in the 12 weeks that ended on May 20. That's according to data from research firm Nielsen IQ and TD Cowen. Craft beers are more expensive and made from higher quality ingredients and have a consumer base that rarely shifts to cheaper brews. However, those brands have suffered a drop in demand since the pandemic as premium brews rely heavily on in-store shopping. U.S. car dealers and the future. What a new survey says? Well, this is it. MarketWatch is reporting that car dealers in the U.S. are still worried about the future. They're no longer concerned about a lack of cars to sell, but high interest rates and economic uncertainty have left them worried that would-be buyers simply can't afford their products. That's the conclusion from the latest Cox Automotive Dealer Sentiment Index. It's a survey of over 1,000 U.S. auto dealers conducted quarterly by Kelley Blue Book parent Cox Automotive. The index tells car shoppers how the dealer on the other side of the negotiating table feels about the future. The second quarter of 2023 marks the fourth consecutive quarter when the average dealer has had a more pessimistic than optimistic outlook on future business. So what's to blame? Two things. Worries about the economy and, yeah, you got it, once again, those high interest rates. The major U.S. indexes had another good day as the Dow racked up 189 points to close at 34,066, while the NASDAQ added 202 points to end the Monday trade at 13,461, and the S&P 500 picked up 40 points, closing at 4,338. Investors cheered tech stocks and feel that the Fed will pause those interest rate hikes. Oil, by the way, took another beating as the price of West Texas Intermediate crude fell by nearly $3 a barrel to close at $67.23. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with WeWork and the impact of a potential failure and what that might have on select downtowns. The New York Times is reporting that many analysts and investors have written off WeWork's potential recovery after the company recently saw its share price drop to 20 cents and its CEO and CFO both depart the company. But commercial real estate professionals are considerably less indifferent to the co-working giant's potential demise. Why? It owns more office space, nearly 20 million square feet, than any other company in the United States. If WeWork ceases operations or enters bankruptcy, experts say it could inflict lasting damage on the fragile office space market, especially in cities like New York and San Francisco. Wow. All right, stay with us and click ahead to hear from entrepreneur Josh Cohen, who is building out a company by the name of SeatStock. His hope is that when it launches this fall ahead of college football season, students will connect to sell their tickets on the platform while making some extra cash at the same time. How does it all work? Click through to learn.